Do you like what you're hearing right now? Then be sure to check out The OC Nation. Whether it's on theocnation.com or your favorite podcast provider, The OC Nation offers the greatest in live and on-demand content, great interviews, and incredible insight from those who have lived the business. 7 days a week, theocnation.com. And don't forget to check us out on Twitter at @TheOCNation.
This is Matt Hardy, and you are listening to the VOC Nation.
This is Monsieur Ooh-la-la! And you're listening to Brady Hicks in the Room.
Great. Everything is grand. I got the whole wide world in the palm of my hand. Everything is perfect. It's falling in.
All right. There we go. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to In the Room on the VOC Nation Wrestling Network. Matt Grimm sent me that song. Matt, perfect. Thank you so much. Welcome, everybody, once again to the show. We're going to have a good time tonight. You know, we got a couple. PWI, every year, they do what they call the Super Cards issue. And we always talk about all these different great shows that are going on. Well, we have a huge show coming up, Kathy, in the next week. And it's not WrestleMania. It's the ECWA Super 8. We're going to be talking about that tonight. Plus lots of great WrestleMania angles and more. 914-338-1885 is the number to call in. I'm Brady Hicks. With me, as always, the lovely Kathy Fitz. What's going on, Kathy?
Come on, Brady. How's it going there?
Things are okay. Life is great, right? Life is grand. Couldn't be happier if I was choking. I'm only kidding. Well, we also have the one and only maestro of professional wrestling, Papa Stro. How you doing, sir?
Great to be here with you guys. Always a highlight of the week, man.
So
much going on right now, man. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot I want to talk about. We actually have a special guest coming up in a second, too. Kind of a surprise thing. We'll get into that in a second. And lots to discuss tonight. And always great for a good discussion. Matt Grimm, what's going on, Matt? Love the song. Thank you.
Oh, I'm glad you like it. Life's a happy song.
Life is a happy something, that's for sure. yeah. So, before we... And I do want to dig into ECWA. We actually have a very special guest from the ECWA. I don't want to keep him waiting. But before we kind of jump in with that real quick, I had the idea for tonight. I wanted to discuss Jey Uso. So kind of, you get the multiple burners on the stove, right? So we're going to put Jey Uso on the back burner here. But I was thinking today, and the report kind of surfaced, that Roman Reigns probably going to take some time off from WWE after WrestleMania or shortly thereafter. Maybe even if it's not at WrestleMania, he's going to take some time off. Is Jey Uso going to take over the bloodline? Kind of like Triple H did with DX a couple years ago, you know? So I'd be interested in talking about that. I feel like he has become so huge, and he is so central to that angle. I feel like it's perfect. And then when Roman comes back, you could position him as the good guy in all this, you know? Or you twist it and the bloodlines are the good guy. But either way, I think it could be really good. So I definitely want to talk about that. 914-338-1885. Is how you jump on board tonight. But before any of that, I wanted to bring on Ryan Cavanaugh from the ECWA because this Saturday, ECWA presents the Super 8 Tournament. It's the ECWA Super 8 Tournament, Morganville, New Jersey, in the Jersey Dugout. And we've been talking about this Field of 8 for a little while now. It's Studio Andino, Ryan Mooney, Jay George, Channing Thomas, sorry about that, Sam Shields, Ellis Taylor, Joey Ace, and Rick Recon, and some other great matches as well. But like I said, joining us from the ECWA, we have Ryan Cavanaugh. How you doing tonight, Ryan?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Brady, Cassie, my show, nice to meet you. Thanks for having me on tonight. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no, it was a real surprise when I saw your number pop up. I'm like, this is perfect, because I wanted to kind
of... Yeah, I saw you guys tagged us on Twitter, so I'm like, oh, let me call in.
Well, Ryan, you've been really kind of involved in the company the last couple years. I guess I'd like to start off, because obviously this tournament has a lot of history behind it. There's a huge lineage of stars that have come from it and stuff. What do you think when you see ECWA continuing to promote Super 8s like this at such a high level?
I grew up reading magazines like every wrestling fan, and I was always fascinated by tournaments. And for me, WWF had the King of the Ring in 93, 94, maybe 95, and it started to really drop off. And when I found out there was this little company doing these yearly tournaments, and, you know, by the time I found out about the Super 8, it was already probably 3 or 4 deep. And just to see the names that were involved in them, they were already becoming, like, major stars, like the Hardy Boys and stuff like that. So, like, to be able to now be kind of the guy in charge of it, like, it's not lost on me the importance of what I'm doing, and that, like, I'm kind of a part of history, which is just fantastic and amazing, and obviously I'm super appreciative about it. But it's really, you know, my job is done now, right? Like, the 8 guys are there. Now it's up to them, right? It's their job to kind of make their mark on history. So that's their job on Saturday night. I get to sit back now.
It's an exciting thing for sure, and I look back at a lot of, like, the past, like, Super 8 competitors, and like you said, they really made a name for themselves in this tournament. I'm looking at this field right here, and it's basically just 8 kind of mostly young, but certainly guys that haven't had as much exposure as they probably should have. Are there any names that really kind of jump out at you in this tournament as, like, somebody that you should definitely keep an eye on?
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest, I've used Sam Shields since I've been promoting wrestling, so, like,
that's
my guy. Like, I want Sam to go all the way in this. We'll see what happens. I know he came out today and said, you know, this is a bucket list thing for me. Like, this is what's going to make my career complete. And I think if you're on the East Coast, a lot of people know Sam Shields, but not all over the world.
Yeah.
Anybody who's ever seen him has positive things to say about him. You were there for ECWA. You were there for some of our World 1 shows. Like, you know what this guy is.
Sure,
doing,
sure.
So, I mean, it's going to be a fun night either way, and you're going to have, I think you got the best seat there, because you and Will Strauss are right at ringside, so.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait to call it. And I actually found out, Ryan, a couple weeks ago, I'm going to be writing the PWI story again as well, so that'll be doubly
awesome.
Cool.
Oh, awesome. Kevin didn't even tell me about that. That's fantastic.
Yeah. I'm excited, so that'll be really cool. And mixing in a little bit of history, too, like, for example, I know Mr. Ooh La La, former ECWA champion, he's going to be teaming with L.A. Vin and the returning Japanese pool boy, which is like, my God, I didn't even know he was still going, and they're going to be taking on the Backyarders. That's exciting. It's like it kind of mixes, like, a little bit of the new with definitely a whole lot of the old.
Right. And I feel that's the one thing that's been missing from ECWA the last couple of years. I feel like we sort of shied away from a lot of the history. And the history is honestly my favorite part of it. So to be able to track down Japanese Pool Boy, which, let me tell you, I've been looking for this guy since I took over for ECWA. And I just randomly one day I'm like, you know what? Let me ask Ooh La La again. And I text Ooh La La, he goes, yeah, here's his number. I'm like, what? How is that easy? So that's really how it all came about. Like, I seriously was looking for him for a number of years, but like you said, he hasn't been wrestling. So this will be the first time he's in ECWA in the last 18 years, which is insane to me.
he's a guy that I was reading about in the magazine, so I'm excited to see him.
Same here. I would see Ooh La La, like all those guys, Cheetah Master.
Kathy, you used to drive around the pool boy, didn't you? Or was that a different pool boy?
Smart ass, no, it wasn't me.
Okay. I gotcha. Also, tag team match, and this is exciting. So Bobby Baran is the number one contender for the UCWA tag team title. His allies, obviously, of sorts, the Marvelous Ones. He's guaranteeing a mystery partner, and he's saying it's not Sweet Reggie. So I can't wait to see. Has he given you any inclination about what's going on here?
So he says it's not Sweet Reggie, but Sweet Reggie keeps saying it's Sweet Reggie. I take Bobby Baran at his word when he says it's not. He did say, the promo that just went up maybe an hour ago, he said it's a former ECWA champion. So I don't know which one that is, who that is, my mind is racing, and I'm I'm thinking to recent champions, and I'm looking back, you know, into the history and looking at former champions, and like, when you think of all the different great champions ECWA has had, it's kind of an exciting prospect, right?
Yeah. I wasn't aware that he had selected a former champion, so that'll make it really cool. That will still make it very hard to predict, though. So I'm loving the unpredictability of it.
If the Marvelous Ones beat them, they're going to be the longest reigning ECWA tag team champions of all time. On Saturday, they're going to tie with the Valedictorians, who were tag team champions under Jim Kettner. So that's 917.
I remember that.
Consecutively.
Yeah,
so
that is crazy.
If they're able to get past Saturday, they'll beat that record, which would be insane.
Yeah. And of course, Rob Echoes, a lot of people still see him on NXT, so there's definitely, it's really cool to see the way ECWA has, over the years, it's just kind of become so pervasive with everything. Throughout wrestling, like every major company has somebody that was in ECWA. It's kind of cool to see.
Right.
You mentioned Jim Kettner. Now, I heard a rumor, I don't know if this is true, that Jim Kettner is going to be at this show. I haven't seen him since 2000, God, whenever Mike Tartaglia bought it was the last time. Can you confirm this?
2010. I can.
Yeah.
The last time I saw Jim Kettner was about 2 weeks ago. And I've spoken to him pretty much every day over the last several months. We're actively on a project right now where we're trying to put together a comprehensive history of ECWA. I know we went out to lunch one day. He showed up with 40 pages of handwritten notes of
wrestlers
who were there, tag team, you know, all stuff that I just was not aware of because it's well before my time, right?
Right.
He's heavily involved. We're actually working on a couple of projects right now with ECWA, and yes, he will be there, and he's bringing a couple of guys from his era. On Saturday, I know of at least a dozen guys that are coming along with him.
He's rolling deep. That is. Well, that's what Jim does. So that's awesome. That's incredible. Somebody who goes back to like the mid 2000s going to ECWA shows. I'm so excited for that and to hear that he's doing well and everything. It sounds like it's going to be a really healthy mix of like the old school and the new school blending together. Which is great because Super 8 has been so much about tradition. Ryan, if somebody's listening and maybe they've never been to an ECWA show, what kind of things can they expect from it? Like, what makes it different?
So you know, it's funny because you guys were kind of talking about what's been going on in wrestling right now, and the big trend in wrestling is story. Everybody's blown away with this bloodline storyline. And people are forgetting that the genesis of wrestling is story. It's not the animated GIFs. I mean, those are cool to look at for 2 seconds. But people want to be invested in the people who are wrestling. They want to be involved in the show. And I think that's one thing we do well is that we get the crowd involved and you feel something. When you walk away from the shows, you have a feeling. And I don't know that a lot of companies do that. I hope everybody gets back to doing that. Because this bloodline thing has been so popular, So maybe you'll see more companies do that, but that's something we never got away from, and I'm proud to say we never deviated from that.
Well, the ECWA Super 8 tournament, it's this Saturday, March 25th, 7 o'clock p.m. It's at the Jersey Dugout, which is in Marlborough, New Jersey, at 712 Genesee Drive. All that information, though, if you go to ecwawrestling.com, you can even buy tickets there. Ryan, did I see somewhere that there was a stream with us? We're making a new debut, aren't we?
Sure. Premier Streaming Network. It will be on. This will be our first stream. All the Super 8s are already on there. So if you check out PremierStreamingNetwork.com, they have all the links and all the information right on there. And all our social media has it, too. We're at ECWA1967 on everything.
Wow. Yeah, and it's so cool. It's so great to be a part of it. Like I said, more than 50 years running now, and Ryan, your team has just been amazing with kind of keeping this legacy going. Honestly, if it wasn't for you guys, I honestly don't think it would still be a thing. So we really do appreciate it, and I can't wait for this Saturday.
Yeah, me too, Ray. I'm excited. It'll be good to see everybody again. It's been a minute.
Yeah. So ECWAwrestling.com, don't forget all forms of social media. That's at ECWA1967. And thank you so much, Ryan. I can't wait. I'm literally shaking thinking about some of these old-timers coming back.
Me too.
Yeah.
You guys have a good show. Thank you guys so much for having me on, and I'll see Brady and Kathy. I'll see you guys on Saturday.
Yes. Yes. Take care, man.
Have a good night.
There you go. Bye-bye. So that was Ryan Cavanaugh, part of the ECWA team. I know I've mentioned it on and off in the past, but I've been going to ECWA shows since the mid-2000s. Maybe that makes me a little biased, but I've been to a lot of other shows too. And there's just something so unique about it, you know, the storytelling, the lineage, the fact that people come up through the ECWA and they go on to like huge things in wrestling. Kathy, you can back this up, but they never really forget their home, you know. They always look back on it so fondly because ECWA has been a platform for so many people over the years. So it's really great to see. And I definitely recommend people check it out. I definitely recommend people check it out. Again, tickets and information, ECWAwrestling.com. So there's that. And we can talk about that more if you guys want to. Again, the call-in number tonight, 914-338-1885. I did want to talk about Jey Uso, though, Matt. That's huge for me. Because Jey Uso, I think he's bordering on Sami Zayn level, which I never would have expected in a million years. I think a couple weeks ago I said, could Jey Uso take this over? And we all decided no. I think I'm changing my mind. I think if Roman Reigns stepped away, I think Jey Uso, maybe you add another Samoan or two, but I think Jey Uso could make this work without Roman Reigns for a while, if he had to.
I think he probably could. Your DX analogy that you mentioned earlier was not a terrible analogy because it's like, you know, the faction does take a dip on the card. It's still popular. People are still interested. But, I mean, when Hunter took over, they did not have the world champion as part of the faction anymore. And Hunter was not ready to be a world champion at that point.
He was a mid-carder.
Yep, he was a mid-carder. And, I mean, ultimately, I think the real money is in seeing Jay and Sammy team up. But I don't know if we're going to get there soon or not. But I think what you're saying, I think it makes a lot of sense. And I don't know if that means that the Bloodline becomes, you know, a babyface faction after WrestleMania, or they stay heels or what. But I think something's going to have to change one way or another.
I mean, listen, if they want to bring Roman Reigns back as a babyface, to me, I wouldn't. Because he's done so well in that role that I hate to see him destroy that momentum. First of all, you destroy the momentum by taking time off. Stro, am I right there? I feel like anybody at the top level, if you take time off, at least it's perceived as like a death knell for your career.
It's usually a sign that a main character or persona in the business, per se, is going to go about a different direction, per se, when they return, nine times out of ten. So, I mean,
yeah,
you can count on, once they would return from the hiatus for something new to happen, a new direction.
Yeah. So here's what I'm looking at, Matt. Here's what I'm thinking. Roman Reigns already is losing momentum. Let's assume he takes time off after WrestleMania. I don't know if it'll be right at WrestleMania after, but the report seems to think at some point this year he's going to take several months off. If he does that after WrestleMania, he's leaving at his highest, but he's going away. You lose momentum right there. And then on top of that, if they talk about bringing him back as a babyface, I think he's going to lose something. I do. Maybe people will be very excited to come him back, maybe to see him come back. Maybe I'm totally misreading this. But I feel like his character is going to have to take a step back in order to be a baby. And I hate to see that, especially because I think WWE has done such a good job with Jey Uso, kind of they've given him a lot of motivation and made him almost like a sympathetic character, but they've given him a lot of motivation for why he basically has to be in the bloodline, even though he doesn't necessarily agree with everything that they do. When Triple H took over, DX basically became babyfaces, did they not? I could see the bloodline being the one to make that switch, not Roman Reigns.
Yeah, I think that's certainly within the realm of possibility. And, I mean, look, I agree with you. If Roman is going to turn babyface at some point, I don't want it to be, under the circumstances where he loses the belt at WrestleMania. We don't see him again until, let's say, SummerSlam. And then he runs back in after the main event and takes out a heel and suddenly he's a babyface. I would rather have him shift slowly over several weeks to a couple months, slowly, bit by bit. Like, sort of like what WWF did with Steve Austin back in the day after WrestleMania 13, where it was kind of that slow transition between WrestleMania and SummerSlam that year, where, the seeds were planted for Austin being good at WrestleMania, and then by SummerSlam he was a babyface. But they took months to do that.
Sure.
I would want to see something similar like that if you're going to do it for Roman. Don't just have him return from a long absence and be a babyface. That doesn't make a lot of sense to me. But again, I mean, look, it's me, so I wouldn't mind if Roman won at WrestleMania and then we just didn't see him again until SummerSlam.
I agree. And I mean, if we see it per se, a betrayal of the bloodline on Roman, where they pretty much oust him if he loses the championship, a slow build to his return, could work. So
I was gonna say that, like, let's say Roman. And I'm not saying we do this, because I'm just kind of thinking out loud as we go here. But what if Roman loses to Cody at WrestleMania? And I think, regardless of what happens, I think the fans, to a certain extent, are going to be behind Roman Reigns. They could take a page from the Hulkster and the NWO, like they did many, many years ago in WWE, where Roman loses that match, they start to look at him a little bit differently. And then maybe the next night on Raw, or maybe the next week on SmackDown, maybe they wait until the draft and Roman Reigns gets drafted to the other show and he makes a comment like, maybe I'd be good to be on my own for a little bit, Maybe something like that. But if the bloodline took him out And the fact that they ousted him, and they, kind of like they did with Edge, with Judgment Day, you know? Except if Roman then went away for 6 months because of that beatdown.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends, so for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcasts, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510, you're declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
I think they could make that work. And that is a feasible way to bring Roman back as a good guy, if you really wanted to do it.
Yeah, that could work.
Yeah. But I think you got to do something. And the other thing I wanted to mention, if Roman Reigns were to leave, and again, this is all speculation. These are all just ideas that I had. Okay, that was loud. What was I saying? Oh, with Roman. Okay, so a Jey Uso-led bloodline would definitely be weaker without Roman. I think you'd have to add some more talent, like the X-Pac and the New Age Outlaws, something like that. You already have a tag team. But I think you need to add something. And offhand, I couldn't tell you what that is. I don't know who would have that kind of close ties. You know, maybe you dip into, like, the independents and you sign somebody, like a Lance on Hawaii or I can't think of his name, the guy that was Manu, Afa Jr., something like that. There are guys out there that could be part of this group. You could bring Nia Jax back as an enforcer. She could be like a China role. But I think in and of itself, just taking Roman Reigns away, I think like you said, Matt, they're automatically a mid-card faction then. So they're going to have to make themselves stronger. And I think they will need to look to expand a little bit within. Again,
does the Rock's daughter get the call up?
Maybe. I forgot about her. Yeah, I could see that.
Right.
I could see that.
It's a long shot, but...
I got a real long shot for you after this.
Well, I think that the missing factor here is Solo Sikoa. And... what he could represent to the bloodline. I mean, like I said, it's a long shot, but he could possibly be the new leader.
Yeah.
They do a whole betrayal on the Roman.
I could see that. I could see that.
And then
Paul Heyman
be his advocate.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know whoever Paul Heyman goes with is going to be a star. So, unless their name is Cesaro.
Ryback.
Yeah. He was with Ryback, wasn't he?
Yeah. He was Ryback and Curtis Axel, yeah.
Curtis Axel, yes. Yes, good old Joe Hennig. You've done so well with Sammy and the Bloodline. Could he screw Owens and then ultimately screw Roman at the end? Like, you know what I mean? Like, could he be part of this, Al? Or is that too WC? Sorry, Stro, I didn't mean any offense by that. Is that too, not WCW, that's not really what I meant. But does that make sense, or is that just too much flip-flopping? WCW did have some flip-flopping, that's why I thought of that.
What a swerve that would be, you know, all this time he's trying to get Owens to be on the side, and then a total reversal happens.
Low blows him, Owens loses, end of the night, Roman loses, they're all beating him down. Owens comes out to help him. Sami Zayn comes out. Yeah, maybe you don't have Sammy low blow Owens. Maybe you just, they don't win. End of the night, Owens comes out to help Roman. Sammy comes out to help Roman. Cody's there. And then all of a sudden, Sammy's with the Bloodline, and the odds shift in their favor. I know, it's far-fetched. It's not going to happen, but... I've been pleading with them to do something substantial with Sami Zayn for 2 months now. And I suspect I'm going to keep doing it until the cheers die down. Because that guy is over. Matt, if you would have told me a year ago, hell, if you would have told me 3 months ago, that two of the three most over guys in the company would be Jey Uso and Sami Zayn, I would have said you were on crack. That would have been like a rat boy thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's surprising. I mean, stranger things, or things that are at least as strange, have happened in the past. But,
yeah,
I mean, the Sammy thing has just been, it's been organic, and it's in the way that Bryan Danielson's was prior to WrestleMania 30 in the months leading up to that.
Yeah.
I guess the key difference here is that back then everybody hated the champions at the top of the card, and I don't mean with like,
right,
you know, justified, like, you know, we don't like this bad guy, boo, as in, like, we want to turn this product off, we're sick of it. That's not the case right now with having Roman Reigns at the top. You know, he doesn't get met with the apathy that John Cena and Randy Orton did back then. So I think in a way that actually works against Sammy a little bit, in a way that it didn't work against Danielson back then. It boosted Danielson.
Yeah.
I feel like Sammy's kind of slipped quietly back into, you know, the upper mid card, and that's where they're going to intend to keep him for the foreseeable future, at least.
You're such a realist, and I hate it sometimes, because that is what's going to happen.
That's what they're going to do. That article I sent you about, like, about the slots that people get put into in WWE.
Yeah.
I mean, it's true. Like, you know, there's a glass ceiling that can't be broken in that company.
Yes.
For certain people, depending on who they are. And, I mean, look, don't forget, even if Danielson hadn't gotten injured after that WrestleMania 30 win, he was the one slated to get destroyed by Brock Lesnar at SummerSlam. And that would have been the end of his title reign, and he would have gotten steamrolled by Brock and gotten no offense in and then gotten pinned. And that's not what people would have wanted to see back then. And Sammy's just in that position now where – you know, he is where he's at, and, you know, the world title may permanently be out of his reach. And even if he does get it at some point, what kind of reign is he going to get? He's going to get like a Kofi Kingston-like reign where, you know, everybody feels good about it as soon as it happens, but then ultimately it ends up being pretty forgettable. And after 4 or 5 months,
transition.
He'll drop the title and he'll never even get close enough to sniff it again.
Damn, man.
Probably won't even be allowed to talk about having held the title on the air again.
Yeah. Isn't Hunter supposed to understand this stuff a little better than Vince? Are we supposed to be giving Hunter the benefit of the doubt here? I feel like... Yeah.
Hunter has investors
like this
to make
is,
happy.
Yeah.
He didn't have investors to worry about when he was in when he was running the ship in NXT. There he could pretty much do what he wanted.
He's also got a weird mustachioed father-in-law kind of lingering in the back hoping that John Cena's going to come back to a show.
You know, I heard the mustache was added. I heard that was photoshopped in.
Oh, it might have been. I don't know. I don't know. I didn't hear that, but that could be. That could be. I'm torn here, okay? And there's a tie-in in a way, because, like, I've been watching the WWE biography series. I'm catching up on old ones, so I was behind, and I just watched the NWO one. And it was Eric Bischoff was talking about the angle with Hogan and Sting and how they built it up for a year. And he pointed out that people would criticize him because, oh, well, Vince McMahon, you know, he plans his WrestleMania main event a year out. And Eric's like, well, you know, I could barely do 3 weeks just because of everything we had going on. And he's like, but I really wanted to consciously do that with Sting. And we've seen WWE do this in the past. Like, you know, they planned out John Cena and The Rock a full year before they fought. So there's definitely precedent there. But by and large, WWE's MO has been, we're changing up until the show almost every single year. And I don't know if part of it is that Hunter wants so bad to stick to some sort of a plan that he can't adapt. Or is it literally just this whole glass ceiling thing? I like to think that there isn't always a glass ceiling. But there's far more evidence that there is than there isn't. I don't know. I'm torn.
Here's one for
it's
you.
It's tough.
Here's one for you. I'll throw this at you since you get your feedback on this.
Yeah.
What if Roman actually retains at Mania and gives the keys of the kingdom, per se, to a Jay or a Solo. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Cody is upset and he blames his loss on Sammy, thus turning him on Sammy.
Okay.
And then start a feud with those two, where eventually whoever wins between those two would get a shot at the title down the road. And, you know, your Cody turns because, you know, he feels like his lifelong dream got ruined by Sami Zayn's popularity.
Yeah.
So you got that going on. You got Roman temporarily giving the keys of the kingdom to Jay or somebody in the bloodline.
Yeah.
A little bit.
You could,
and then
you could,
Roman
you
gets
could
back.
Do that. Yeah.
Yeah, and Roman gets back. Things aren't really kosher because things aren't like what it was before he left, and
yeah,
you start a whole new deal with that going on. So, I mean, a few possibilities there. Cause, I mean,
yeah,
I,
there's a lot.
As far-fetched as it is, I could see both happening.
I could too. I could see any of these scenarios happening. That's the crazy thing.
Yeah.
Let me expand on yours, because I really like that idea. So Roman, he's the champion. He's going to go away because he needs time off. He puts one of them in charge of the group while he's gone. So now you've got Roman at home watching TV, criticizing these guys, you know. But he's still the leader, but you got somebody else running it, right? You got Adam Pearce coming after him saying, hey, like, you can't just, like, take 7 months off, you know. It doesn't work like that. Doesn't work like that. So what we're going to do is we're going to strip you of one of your two titles. We're going to strip you of one of your two titles so WWE can have a champion in your absence. And that's how you get the Universal Championship split. And that's what you do with the Sami Zayn versus Cody. You can mm-hmm. lead that through the summer. You could have Roman take off most of the year. You've still got the bloodline. You've mm-hmm. got a championship that, in theory, could be on both shows. And when Roman comes back, there's a built-in match there. Who's the real champion?
Oh, yeah.
Man. Matt, how come they won't hire us? This is ridiculous.
The only thing I would caution you on, and I don't think this is necessarily a deal breaker, but if yeah. you split, like, let's say he does, and I actually like that idea, that Roman, you know, the Raw after WrestleMania comes out all cocky and full of himself, and like Stro said, yeah, hand Jay the keys to the kingdom and just be like, you know what, I'm going to take a vacation. You know, I'm going to let Jay run it. I'll be back when I'm back.
I beat you all. I don't have anything to prove.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm in God mode. And God, on the seventh day, God rests.
Yeah, dude, that's the line. That's the line. Right,
that's the T-shirt.
That line is
God is resting.
On the seventh day, God rests. Put it on T-shirts. Put it on T-shirts.
I love it.
With his face on it. Or even better, like, print a shirt of him in a hammock with the two titles with like a pina colada or some coconut drink in his hand on a beach between two palm trees.
Kind of like Thanos when he snapped his fingers afterwards. He was out in some paradise hanging out.
Yeah.
Hire us.
The only thing that I would worry about is, do you then get into the kind of that weird gray area that AEW's found themselves in with having like these interim champions?
Oh yeah.
I don't
because
know.
It wouldn't be an interim champion. Yeah.
Well, but you come back and you've got two world champions when the person comes back. So then you got to have a match to declare one of them the actual world champion, and it's like.
Yeah.
Or you don't have to,
because they're on different brands.
You don't have to.
You could also, here's another idea. Roman is still, you know, God mode is still going to go rest. Hey, Solo. Here, you wear this title and you defend it, and you better not lose it. I'll be back when I'm back, but I'll be watching. Or, hey, Jay, you lost those damn tag team titles, but here's your chance to make up for it. And we're all counting on you. Don't F it up. And then Roman goes away, and one of his guys is defending his title. That one seems a little more far-fetched.
If you're Roman Reigns, are you going to hand either of those belts to one of your guys and say, here, defend this while I'm gone?
Yes, because he's going to beat the crap out of them if they lose it.
Well, he wouldn't. His character doesn't strike me as someone who would trust any of them to actually do that.
Yeah, it's more like a phony trust. Like, I'm going to pretend I trust you.
Yeah, like, he's a manipulator. Like, his whole, like, you know, I love you, we're family thing only extends to as far as what they can do for him.
Yeah. By the way, what a jerk Jimmy Uso is that he doesn't even love his own cousin back. Just gets up and leaves. My dad did that to me. I wouldn't talk to him for a couple of days. That's just me. I love you, Dad. And then he just gets up and walks out. That's probably what he would do, but, all right, so we revisit the idea. But I like the idea of him being stripped of one of the titles, because we've got to have a title on the show. He doesn't even have to fight them when he comes back. They're different brands, you know? He could come back and still be the champion with the legacy and the long reign and all that stuff. And he can even take some time off to do a movie or two if he wants. And we also, not for nothing, we created the next Austin 316 shirt on the seventh day God rests. Yeah.
Hammock, tropical drink.
Yep.
Put it on a shirt.
Yeah. Then when he comes back, you need to, you know, I have returned. Could be coming down, loincloth, maybe carrying a tablet or two or something, you know? Perfect. There's so much he could do. The possibilities are endless here. The bottom line is, say what you will about WWE, but when they're doing things right, and they have done this angle right most of the way, there's far more positive outcomes than there are negative ones that can come from it. Watch, I'm jinxing them. Watch, they'll ruin it.
Yeah, yeah, don't jinx it.
Yeah.
How many times have they had, like, a slam dunk set up for them, and then they bounce it off the rim, and it goes flying across the court, and the buzzer goes off? Like,
yeah. Yeah. But this is different. This is Hunter. I don't know if it's really different.
We don't know that it's really Hunter.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. And you know, at the end of the, you know, we got Roman, seventh day, God rest, or whatever. When Vince McMahon comes back, he can't even talk about Hill. He was the guy that went away.
Oh, no.
Horrible. It was me all along.
This is me all along. Please no.
Let's go to the phones and derail this conversation. We're gonna bring on Tora. What's going on, Tora?
Oh, that was fun.
No, she's not there. Hello. We're good. Happy times continue. All right. I had to give her a shot. Now she'll be messaging me later. Why won't you put me on? Yeah. There's a lot of good that they can do. Even messing it up. No, I don't want to say that. I don't want to jinx it. There's a lot of good they can do. You know. Even just Sami Zayn is still over. And I'm assuming they're not going to derail that, although I don't think putting him in a tag team match at WrestleMania. If it was against anybody else, I would say that's the end of people caring about him. But just because it's still that feud, I think there will still be some goodwill. I could see Sammy as your Money in the Bank guy, kind of lurking in the background waiting for God to return from his vacation. And that's a feud you could pick up later in the year. And again, Sammy doesn't even have to win the belt. Although I do think they really should think about him having a belt. Again, guys don't get popular like that often, you know. They don't skyrocket like that often. I hate to see them squander it. We're not talking about Cesaro where, like, everybody wanted them to give him a push, but we're not going to be devastated because nobody expects it, blah, blah, blah. Like, Sami Zayn is about, I would say, and he might have lost some, Matt, but I think Sami Zayn a couple weeks ago was about where Daniel Bryan was at his height. I'm actually surprised they haven't made more T-shirts for him.
I mean, the logo that he has now is just, yeah, I mean, the logo's stupid. Like, just give him a new logo instead of having, like, Sammy Uso with, like, a piece of duct tape over it. Like, get rid of that. Like, give him a new...
Right.
Like, they went back to his old music, which was good, but he's already lost some steam relative to where he was at Elimination Chamber. And, I mean, it's not a huge dip, but he's... it's like you said, guys don't catch fire organically very often. But really, who was the last guy that the company went all in behind? Like, I hesitate to count Danielson only because if Danielson hadn't gotten injured, I think the glass ceiling would have gotten exposed for him too. But the injury prevented that from kind of happening for him. Who else has it been before that? Like
just Tom, Roman and Brock.
Yeah, it was Roman and Brock. And the only one who ever really exploded and was allowed to explode was Austin.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's been it.
Yeah. And Rocky. Yeah. And Rocky.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Because they could have kept him mid-card, and they didn't. They recognized it.
Yeah. But they were also quite civilized back then. So.
Yes, they were. And it was very cutthroat because it was a much smaller company with fewer spots at the top. So, John, I see you're on the line. I'm going to hold you off till after the break, but I promise you're up first after that. 914-338-1885. One more thing I wanted to bring up, Matt. Sami Zayn, do you think it hurts his popularity, the fact that he would basically come crying back to Kevin Owens? Because I got to admit, I lost a little bit of respect because this is the same guy that's been powerbombing him onto aprons and turning on him with Steve Corino for the last 15 years. The last 15 years.
Yeah.
And I know not all wrestling fans have a memory like that, but, man, I do. I do.
I mean, look, even if all you follow is WWE, like, if you were watching NXT back when NXT was good, you probably remember Sami Zayn beating Pac for the title, and Kevin Owens, who had just signed with the company, came out to congratulate him and hug him, and then on their way out of the ring, he palmed him into the ring apron. And then he beat him, like, 2 weeks later for the title and took it away from him.
Yep.
So,
and then they made it to the main roster. They reunited, and Kevin Owens would treat him like crap.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I think it makes Sami look kind of dumb, but at the same time, the fans want them to team up, so it's in this weird kind of gray area where...
Do they want them to team up?
Well, I mean, I think WWE did a good job of teasing it enough to that...
Yeah.
Honestly, the fans really wanted to see Sami and Jay team up. That's what they really wanted. The only thing I think is a consolation prize because they need a match for WrestleMania for the score. And what do you do where do you go if you team Sami and Jay up? That's the problem. How do you get what's the WrestleMania match that you're getting out of that? I have no idea.
Well, you do Sami and Jay against Jimmy and Solo, and you say, all right, so these brothers are feuding now. And I'm not saying you do this. I'm just saying what they should do is they say, well, you know, we can't have tag team champions on opposite teams. So whichever team wins this match straight up is the new tag team champion.
Okay.
And you're essentially splitting up the Usos short term.
Yeah, I think that's not a bad solution. I guess the problem is whatever storyline they have planned, they want the bloodline together through WrestleMania or up until WrestleMania.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, and I think there's still that hope, that possibility that organically, even with Sami out of like the title picture, that Jey Uso could be that guy to step up in 6 months or a year or even 2 years and be the guy that steps up to Roman again because they've been building it for 2 years. You know, he's in the bloodline because of his brother, not because of everybody else.
Yeah.
He's made that pretty clear. And, Roman loves him, but he doesn't love Roman. We'll take a commercial break real quick, guys. 914-338-1885. We got John. We got Tora. Hopefully, we'll see. I don't really care. Not that I don't like Tora, but tired of going to her and have her not being there. God, I wish I could do that to my parents. Like, they complain I never call them that. If I could just call them and then just not be on the line when they answer and that counts as a call, that would be perfect.
No, Brady, you've hit the glass ceiling in your family.
We all think it. I'm kidding, Mom. I love you. 914-338-1885. In the room on the VOC Nation Wrestling Network. I'm not a sleazebag, I swear. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is the Total Package. Lex Luger. You're listening to the VOC Nation. Don't miss out.
Hey, guys. Before we get started, I just wanted to read this commercial because it's an agreement that we made with a really great podcast, and I want to tell you guys all about it. Pro Wrestling Interviews, it features guests who are hot indie stars as well as the greats of the ring. Each week, you can join the Amazing Velvet as well as Dr. John as they host this jam-packed hour of interviews, pro wrestling news, and entertaining guests. It's an hour you don't want to miss. Trust me, you don't want to miss it. Every Sunday, 9 p.m. Eastern, just go to ProWrestlingInterviews.com and it'll take you to their Facebook page where you can get the custom podcast link for that week. Don't miss a second of Pro Wrestling Interviews. That's Sunday nights, 9 Eastern, ProWrestlingInterviews.com.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Check out In the Room.
Every Tuesday night at 9. Listen in.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks, former WCW star Stro Maestro, Kazzy Fist, Matt Grimm.
And you and Ray are there too, right, Ray?
We sure are, and we've got great guests like Lex Luger, AJ Styles, Taku, and more. It's a heck of a party. Plus,
I didn't get thrown off buildings.
And then
I didn't get pregnant either.
Sometimes I think it gets so ridiculous.
We were getting into, like, snuff film territory there.
In the Room.
9 p.m. Eastern on VOC Nation.
Yo, this is Jerry Stein of the Nasty Boys. Yeah, Brian Knobs here. You get nasty? Well, listen to the VOC Nation, baby.
VOC Nation is one of the longest-running wrestling podcast networks. Having started way back in 2010, VOC Nation provides daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with their hosts and guests via phone calls, emails, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts include former backstage interviewer from both AWA and WWE, Ken Resnick, former WCW performer The Maestro, former Impact performer Wes Crisco, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributor Brady Hicks, and former Philadelphia radio personality Bruce Works. Archive-free content includes past interviews with huge names like Hulk Hogan, Jesse Ventura, Kurt Angle, Jimmy Hart, Ricky Steamboat, Sting, Mick Foley, Joey Styles, Howard Finkel, and so many more. Listen live at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all the podcasts by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. And be sure to follow these guys on Twitter at VOC Nation.
Bill Apter has been in the pro wrestling business for over 50 years.
Hey, talking here with Arn Anderson. Arn, first of all, your height and weight.
6'1", 255.
And now subscribers to VOC Nation Premium get exclusive access to Bill Apter's archived audio footage.
And where's your hometown?
Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Okay, and give us something about your back. First of all, your relationship to Ole Anderson.
Ole is my own.
Subscription to VOC Nation Premium starts at just $3 a month and includes commercial-free audio and video versions of our top podcasts.
Okay, we're speaking here with the manager of the World Heavyweight Tag Team Champions, Tarzan Tyler and Luke Graham, and he's sort of glowing tonight about a new prospect we haven't heard of yet.
And for just $9 a month, Apter's archives are all yours.
Would you tell us who this new prospect
is? Well, I'll
is?
Tell you, Bill, I've searched the world, and I finally found the true world champion. I finally found...
What's your opinion of Ivan Koloff winning the title from Bruno Sammartino?
Well, I think, I don't know what to say, but I want to say one thing. Bruno was a hell of a champion.
Here are exclusive interviews with the greatest performers of all time.
This is Bill Apter, and once again, we're speaking here with Bruno Sammartino. Bruno, first of all, how did you and Bruiser lose that title to the Valiant?
Well, actually, it was a very unusual loss, if you want to call it a loss.
Did Hernan have anything to do?
Well, yes, but the whole thing is that the rules, as I always understood them, was that the title could only be lost by pin or submission, which is the same rules as my title, the World Wrestling Federation. That night, it was...
To sign up, it's very simple. Head to premium.vocnation.com or go to patreon.com/vocnation. VOC Nation takes you behind the scenes of the greatest moments in pro wrestling history.
Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro. Talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out, VOCNation.com, WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
This is Matt Hardy, and you are listening to the VOC Nation.
Sometimes the world looks perfect, nothing to rearrange. Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change. No matter what.
Alright, I forgot I wasn't just here to listen to the Perfect Strangers theme. Welcome back, everybody, to In the Room. I love that show. Cousin Laddie Bartakumon, whatever it was. Cousin Laddie Appleton. That was it. How you guys doing? It's In the Room on the VOC Nation Wrestling Network, VOCNation.com. Don't forget to check us out on your favorite podcast provider. Real quick, we got a couple callers in the queue. Before we get to them, I got some house cleaning things. I've got to kick it to Stro to see what he's got going on. Then we'll introduce Howard. Then we'll get to the callers. But before any of that, first of all, ECWA Super 8 tournament this Saturday in Morganville, New Jersey. Tickets and information, ECWAWrestling.com. I'll be there. Come say hi. I'll sign an autograph as long as you're not bringing me action figures or anything that I think you could sell online. I'm not going to do that for you. Sorry, guys. But I'm happy to take pictures, you know. So there's that. Man, that kind of fell flat, didn't it? That didn't really. Anyway, so there's that. Also, WWE Week on Wheel of Fortune next week. And so it's three different stars teaming with three other people. I'm not sure the connection yet, whether it's indie wrestlers or just people. I don't know. But I do know that on Tuesday night when Sonya Deville competes, she's going to be teaming with a friend of mine. His name is Derek Lewis. Derek is the ring announcer with the Monster Factory, and he's also done many shows for the ECWA in the past year. I've gotten to know the kid. Great guy. I'm excited for him. Going to watch some Wheel of Fortune next week, so that'll be pretty cool. Be sure to check it out. WWE Week with Wheel of Fortune. That's 7:30 Eastern time here on ABC. There's my plug for people that didn't need it. Because anybody who'd be watching Wheel of Fortune probably isn't listening to this show. But that's okay. That's okay. Joe, what do you got going on this week, man?
Oh, WCW Retro, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, VOCNation.com. It's a perfect segue for what we were talking about. Thursday night's topic, we'll be discussing family feuds on WCW Retro. So feel free to call in.
Did you ever see when Lacey Evans was on Family Feud?
Yeah.
The highlights are always on Facebook. It's like Steve Harvey-esque or something. I forget what it was. He might have been like, you know, do you drink coffee? I forget what it was. I think he said something like, do you drink coffee? And she's like, no. And she's like, but I love hot chocolate. And he got all flustered. He laughed or whatever. And then he's like, you know, it's just so funny because I love white marshmallows in my hot chocolate. Yeah. Great stuff. So Howard Morgan is with us. Howard, you've been listening for the last hour, and we've been talking a good deal about Roman Reigns and the Bloodline and introducing more and more ideas for what we can do. But do you think this is a viable group if Roman steps away?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think it has definite staying power, you know, I mean, with or without Roman. I mean, but obviously with Roman, the way he's been, you know, coming along the last couple of months, I mean, it's a better Bloodline with him, but they could definitely survive without him for at least a short, you know, span of time.
Does it become a mid-card group, though, without him?
No. Okay. No, I think they can main event. I think they're all over enough to main event. But again, it, you know, who you're putting them up against, I think. You know, I do believe, you know, it's all about, you know, the matchups and, but I do think it can be a main event, you know, stable for a long time.
Does Roman come back as a good guy?
Long.
Yeah, okay. Does Roman come back as a good guy or a bad guy?
No, I think you got to keep him a bad guy, I think. I think he's so much better, you know, as a bad guy. I think just his nature, you know, he's just got that air that you just want to hate the guy. And it's, you know, right. And especially in the last couple of weeks, it's easy to do.
Well, there you go. On the seventh day, God rest. Let's go to the phones. We got John from Rhode Island joining us. What's going on, John? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, what is up,
John? What is up? How you doing? You good?
I'll do good. A little curious and saying, like, what are your thoughts about the WrestleMania build? Because we got 1 week left. I hear you talking about Sammy and everything, because you said, like, the team. Like, I take your word on that. Like, remember, he turned his back a couple of times.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think the build has been really good for a couple matches. You can really tell what they care about. It doesn't feel like WrestleMania is, like, next week. It feels like we still got about a month to go.
Yeah.
But by and large, okay, I'll tell you what. So, hold on. I'm going to open up the WrestleMania card right now. And this is WrestleMania 39, I believe, right? I know they don't number them.
Yes.
Yeah, I found it. Okay, so here's the card so far. I'm just going to run through it real quick. Charlotte and Rhea Ripley, I think they've done a good job. My only problem with that is they're both kind of like the same person. Like, all they do is just stand around talking how they're going to beat the other person. But they've given them a lot of time to stand around and talk about how they're going to beat the other person. That's my opinion. Well, I'm going to go through them. Bianca and Asuka, no, I don't think they've done enough for that yet. But there is next week.
That's what I was going to bring up. Yeah, that's the only match I'm really disappointed about, because a lot of people are happy with Asuka's character being back like Kana, like she was before WWE, but they've not done anything for this build-up. Like, this is, by the way, like, Rhea Ripley. Like, remember when Rhea Ripley challenged Asuka 2 years ago, and there was nothing to do?
Yep. It's the same kind of thing. For my money, I would have Asuka would be a heel heading into that match. And I guess she's kind of like in between, but she's not. She's not in between. Brock Lesnar and Omos, it's like they're trying, but I don't think there's anyone in this world that thinks that Brock is going to lose to Omos. And they haven't really given us a reason to think.
There's no way he loses.
No, and they haven't given us a reason to think that. Like, okay, if let's say they tangled in a street fight because they couldn't wait to get their hands on each other and Omos destroyed them. Give us a reason to think possibly. But when I see Omos lose to Lashley, I see him lose to who's the other guy, the big losing Braun Strowman. I see him lose
Braun
to Braun Strowman. And Bobby Lashley and other people. Yeah, to me that's an ill-conceived match. Gunther, Drew McIntyre, Sheamus, they really just put that together this week. But I think for that kind of a match, I think it's fine because they're just hard-hitting guys. Yeah, I mean, people are going to watch that because they're just going to beat the crap out of each other. And no matter who wins, they'll have earned that title.
Okay. I know people had gone to. Remember they said that was rumored that Brock was going to be facing him, but then that got dropped?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been better.
It would have been better, but it is what it is. Theory and Cena, I think they've done an okay job. I mean, Cena's not around really to promote it, but I think Austin Theory's held up his end. I never really saw the comparisons between him and John Cena, but I'm starting to a little. So that means that what they're doing is working in my eyes. The six women tag. I feel bad for Becky Lynch because she went from the top star in the company to, like, you know, they never should have turned her heel like they did. They destroyed her momentum, and she's still struggling to get it back. Damage control, they haven't done any favors by them.
I agree.
Aside from the fact that there are legends in this match, there's no reason to get excited about it in my eyes.
Yeah, the only thing
other than the fact that.
The only thing I know they're gonna probably do, but you know them. You know they make a thing. I think do tonight. The pop, like we see, we're seeing. I don't know if he's gonna show up or not, but if he does, they're gonna probably have Ronda and Shayna challenge Lita, and so maybe for night one, maybe, and then they're gonna cost them the titles, and then for Damage Control, gonna cost them the titles, and then it's gonna be the six women tag because I know they can't skip the title match for WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Heading in just
to skip. Well, I think they're going to. I think they're gonna skip the title match for WrestleMania. You know, the last like 4 or 5 years, they haven't had an Intercontinental title match at WrestleMania. That's Vince McMahon right there. Yeah. Edge and Finn Balor. To me, the build hasn't been sufficient at all. I don't know what you guys think, but they've tangled so many times now. I'm tired of seeing Edge and Finn Balor. It should have culminated back at that show that I was at in October, the Extreme Rules. That was, you know, when they involved Beth Phoenix and everything. They've come full circle. I don't care about Edge being a Brood member. He was a Brood member for such a small part of his career, and honestly, it was a largely forgettable part of his career. And Finn Balor is a heel. I don't know. The Demon doesn't seem to fit. I don't know. I'm over that match. I'm over that. Liv Morgan and so the women's four-way tag. I would have rather them did a battle royal. All we know is Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez, but I just assume it's a match to highlight Ronda Rousey. Because for some reason Becky Lynch didn't want to fight Ronda Rousey at this show, which makes no sense to me. The fatal four-way tag for the men, again, it's so formulaic, I hate it. If I didn't have Wikipedia open, I wouldn't even know who was in it. So, no, I don't really care. Usos versus Owens and Zayn? Yes. That is one of probably three matches that have really been promoted correctly. Build up from the bottom. Very organic. I'm happy with it. Take my money. I'm okay with that. And then Roman and Cody. Not thrilled with Cody, but I can see that that's the kind of long, drawn-out story that they've been telling. So it's okay. It's passable. I'm okay with it. So I would give them, out of 10 matches, I would say they properly built about 4 or 5 of them.
Yeah.
Which I guess isn't bad. It's better than it has been in the past.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. The main event, I'm really curious. I wish Derek, by the way, was on for this one, Brady, because I was wanting to get his opinion on this. Because do you remember Christy Hemming when she came on board? When this is kind of going through my mind a lot, because they've been pushing Cody.
Christy Hemming?
Well, let's go back for a moment. Remember when she won the Diva Search, and then she was, undefeated, even though she didn't have a match yet, and she headed right away to the stage because she was injured. And then she lost right there before that, she was in Playboy after that. And now with Cody, now when he came back, he was kind of a little undefeated with Seth Rollins for a while, and then he got his own DVD, and then he won the Rumble coming back. And is this going to be like the way it was at WrestleMania?
I feel like I'm watching their documentary. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of like I feel, because I guarantee you this is going to be once again probably for once they hit 40 next year if they're going to do this. Like, is he going to show up? Is he going to show up? Is Rock going to show up or not? Because I don't think Cody's not even there to beat the lane, if it even is him.
What if, now I know I'm spitballing here, Howard, but what if The Rock came out at the end of WrestleMania, raised his Roman's hand, let's say Roman loses. Rock bottoms him, and The Rock takes control of the bloodline. From afar, of course, as the heel Hollywood guy. I know, that really
I could see that. Well,
that'd be
like
in a video game.
It's watchable because it's The Rock. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think we'll watch anything with The Rock in it.
What?
It would be neat if he came out, you know, to Rock Bottom, you know, Roman with, like, Kevin Hart and a little backpack on his back or something. That would be cool.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Well, first of all, what would you guys rather see? Because they do something big once in a while when they're in London. So they're going to be going, they're not going to be in the United States that much in the next couple of months. But do you think they're going to want to do, would you rather see them do this at the WrestleMania or just something like SummerSlam? Or would you rather see this a big moment once again if this does do Money in the Bank for cash in after all these months with this reign? Do you think that's going to be a better one or just have it at WrestleMania?
I'm not sure what you're asking me. I really have no idea what you're asking me. I'm sorry.
So I'm just saying, like, because they're not going to be in the United States in the next couple of months, because they're going to be in London when Money in the Bank hits. Do you think it's going to be better like that if they do cash in on him, or would you rather see it at WrestleMania? Because after all these months,
would I rather see a Money in the Bank at WrestleMania?
I'm saying cash in onto Roman if the win's going to end by a cash after a match.
Oh, I mean, I like that idea that that's a possibility. I don't like any scenario that, like, eliminates the possibility of things happening. But, I mean, it's not going to line up this year, so.
Yeah, well, like I was saying earlier, they do something big every now and then when they're in London, because they're going to be in London for Money in the Bank. I know they do something big when they're there. Like, if not, I just don't think it's going to happen in WrestleMania. We'll see what's going to happen.
I mean, you're probably, because you're doing a men's and a women's, there's a good chance that you're going to see one of those two cash-ins on that show.
Yeah.
Just because
yeah,
I think it's confusing
like.
To have too many. If you have too many people running around with briefcases, then it starts to look like TNA 10 years ago.
Yeah, well, that's been kind of old. They've done that in the last couple of years, mostly with the women. They're not giving this time like they did with Carmella when she became the first one. It's been mostly for women
Howard,
on the same night.
Howard, do you remember Feast or Fired? I always thought that was the dumbest thing.
Yes. That was horrendous.
That. Yeah.
That was
horrible.
It was some of the most unwatchable.
Feast or Fired. Yeah. And it's like, you get rewarded or you get fired. All right. Well, I don't know about you, but I'd rather work my way up and challenge for the title than take the chance I'm going to get fired by winning a match.
Right.
I never understood that.
I couldn't get behind it because it was just so poor. I don't want to say poorly done because I don't think you could have done it correctly even. Like, I don't know how you would do something like that. It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it's just
almost
makes
as much sense as the Yeti coming out in Bear
Hug
and Hulk Hogan. Like,
yes.
Yeah, the Yeti.
I'm a huge fan of the Yeti, so I'm all right with that. I'd rather do the Yeti than it. Although, honestly, I could easily look at WWE's roster and come up with four people for a Feast or Fired match. I'd be all right with that. Where they could get a title shot or get fired. And I just remember, like, after those matches were over, half the company was carrying around briefcases.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like everybody had one at one time. Everybody, you know, they just passed them around.
Why not just have, like, a big bag in it with, like, a money sign or something? Just to make, just so that you're not obviously copying WWE. You need something. Money in the bag.
Yeah.
See that? That's smart, John. That's a T-shirt right there. Money in the bag.
Yeah. Well, since you brought that up, by the way, copying WWE.
I didn't bring it up, but
it was last week. But did you think Rockman Torres was a work from Shawn Michaels back then? Like, remember Owen Hart? Like, was that just a work, what Rockman collapsed in the ring?
Well, yeah, if you notice, they've been doing a lot of Shawn Michaels angles on NXT. I'm wondering if he's running out of ideas. They did the tag team with the throwing her through the door. They did the collapsing in the ring. It's, I thought Roxanne did really well. I hope she's okay. I heard there's a possibility that there's some other kind of injury that they're covering up for, and that's why they're going to put the belt on someone else. And, John, the most painful part out of all this with the women's title, where the hell has Cora Jade been for the last month and a half? I need me some Cora Jade.
That is the big question, yeah.
It's a huge question. Yeah. I think if Roxanne isn't the champion, I think Cora Jade should be the champion.
Yeah, but the only thing that goes through my mind when this happened, it's not WWE, first of all. It's not Raw, SmackDown. I don't know if this was just because it was Stand and Deliver during WrestleMania week. Just because she's 21, this doesn't have to do anything because she's not ready to be put on the pay-per-view. Do you think that's the reason?
No. I think she's she had to take some time off for whatever reason. That's what
I caught up. Cora Jade, I don't understand that. She was doing so great as a heel when she turned.
Yeah.
But it's kind of a mess.
And by the way...
But hey, Brady, these are four people that we've not seen as a top star. This may be interesting if someone becomes the main star.
By the way, real quick with NXT, they had such a landmine with their takeovers. They would do a major city, and they would for the major pay-per-views, they would do the city, and they would have a takeover New York, takeover Philadelphia, takeover LA, whatever it was. It was so smart. And it was easy to remember the show names, and you knew when an important show was coming up. I hate the way they're formatted now, where they randomly have, like, pay-per-views or, like, TV specials that are pay-per-views. Go back to the takeovers, man. Because that's when NXT was good. That's when NXT was good. What do you think about that, Howard? Go back to takeover?
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, I think they need to really kind of go, back to the almost back to the basics again, back to the beginning and what kind of built that brand and stick with it, and because it was working.
Yeah,
and then,
it was.
And then they just decide, okay, well, we're gonna, we're gonna go straight down this road. Here's our path. Oh no, we're just gonna make a right turn and go down this way now.
Yep.
It doesn't make sense with Johnny Gargano. It doesn't make sense with Johnny Gargano because it's a little mixed up like it was in the beginning. But Seth Rollins, he came back every now and then when he was the champion. And that's what they're doing every now and
then. Yeah, they bring a legend back. I can understand that. I'm all right with that. Howard, for your money, what's worse? Feaster fired or the reverse battle royal?
Wow.
Reverse battle
royal
was pretty hard.
They were, but I think I'm going with the feast or fired. I think it was just...
Yeah. Me too.
Because that's kind of what sticks. That's,
hey.
The reverse battle royals were almost somewhat watchable. The whole feast or fired was just like, why?
Yeah. Like the kennel dog from hell.
But hey, that's a good part about WrestleMania. There's no battle royal.
Yeah, I wish there was a battle royal. I'd rather see the battle royal. I like that idea. I don't know.
The only other thing I think there was a worse concept was WCW when they had that tag team. I don't know what it was called, but it was with the Steiners and Doom, and I think the Road Warriors were there, the Samoan SWAT, and they just kept – and you got points for winning and, points for disqualification. It was like, come on. Right. I don't want to have to keep score while this thing is going on. Like, I don't care. I just want to see these guys wrestle. But there was no real payoff at the end.
Yeah.
The
early Starcade.
One of the Starcades, yeah.
Yeah, they were trying to be different. They were trying to be different.
They
were different.
He got messed up on the whole deal. Luna did. Oh, God.
You're right. Yeah. Stro, would you compete in a match where you could lose your job or get a title shot if you win?
What if I got to lose except everything?
Right. Oh, God. They should do a WWE pay-per-view where they take all bad ideas from wrestling's past and execute them all on one show. That would be amazing.
They could even do like a bad gimmicks battle royal.
Yeah, it's been a long time since we've had the gimmick battle royal. I think it's time to bring it back. I want to see the guy.
I want to see the Red Rooster come back just one more time.
Yeah.
Just one. Bad for a battle royal. Like, I remember every year I wanted that back when I first saw it. But like I said, it's going to be good without a battle royal. That's from Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. This is maybe the first time without a battle royal like his.
Wasn't Bobby Heenan that one battle royal that by the time Iron Sheik gets the ring, it'll be the next WrestleMania?
Yeah. I used to say that about The Undertaker.
Iron Sheik gets the ring, it'll be WrestleMania 38. I'm past it.
Yeah. I used to say that about The Undertaker. I'd be like, hey, like if it were today, I'd be like, yeah, The Undertaker, they said I'm walking down the ring already so that he'll be there by the main event of WrestleMania 40.
Yeah, he started at 39. He'll be there by 40.
Yep. And the match will be over in about 30 seconds because he's going to destroy everybody. John, it makes me want to bang my head against the wall sometimes. Because as good as it's been, some of it's been bad.
I think Cody's promo Monday was good when he kind of called Roman out. So, what are you going to do when all of this collapses around you and you're really the last guy standing because everybody's going to leave you? And
he's trying to get into Roman's head.
It's like, you leave my dad out of it. He even said, my brother worked for somebody else. It's just me. And, what are you going to do when you're standing here all alone because the Usos are leaving and Solo's going to leave you? And once your gold's gone, he's like, Paul Heyman's leaving you too.
Yeah. But here's the thing. They may want to pull it away from the family, but not really. Cody Rhodes isn't in that spot if his dad isn't who he is. I like Cody Rhodes.
I go back to what I said a couple weeks ago. He hasn't earned that chance at Roman Reigns. He's had three or four matches since he's been back, and again, he was injured for a little while. But he doesn't deserve it. It was handed to him because his last name is Rhodes.
I just got a message. We're doing the fantasy booking, right? I just got a message how WrestleMania should end. I don't necessarily, I'm not endorsing this, but it's a cool idea. Randy Orton comes back and costs Cody the match.
I was 5 seconds late.
Really?
Yeah. That's
funny.
I was thinking that Rhodes, is on the verge of winning it, and out comes the Viper and costs him the title.
Yeah, I like it better than them bailing Ted DiBiase out of jail to go do it.
Oh, and by the way, we didn't mention, by the way, Brady, once again, someone failed to show up after he got released, before he got released. Bray Wyatt's not going to be able to make it for Bobby.
I heard he's going to be there.
I
heard he's going to be there.
Oh, he is?
That's what I heard. I don't know if it's official.
Yeah, well,
I heard he was making a point to be back for the TV next week.
Yep.
My thing is, we're talking about poorly built matches. Now they built something for a couple weeks, then took 5 weeks off, and now we're going to come back for 1 week and do it?
Yeah,
I think Bray Wyatt's ship has sailed. I feel bad for Bobby, though. I wish we could get him involved somehow.
It'd be cool if Bray Wyatt and John Cena come out with the NWO garb with Austin Theory.
Yes, with Alexa Bliss.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Let's go to Fort. Let's go just because we're starting to run short on time. Let's go to Granny Hulkster. Wow, what's going on, Granny?
Yes, hello, Brady. Hello,
what you
Brady.
Gonna do? What you gonna do, Granny?
Well, I just wanted to call in and say hi to everybody. Hey, Stro. Hey, Howard.
Hey, Granny.
Hi, Granny. Have you ever talked with Granny? It's I guess you have on Retro.
Have I what?
No, I was just asking if you ever met Howard, but I guess you have on Retro.
Well, yeah,
we've talked on here.
Yeah.
Oh, have we? Okay. All right.
Yeah, we.
You know,
I called in the week that you weren't on. It was Howard and Stroh that I called in a few weeks ago, and you had the night off or something.
I got you. Okay. You know, Howard, Granny, she's going to kill me for saying, you know, she was bugging me to turn heel, and I have creative control, so I wouldn't allow it.
Brady, don't
wants to be
lie
Hollywood
to him.
Granny.
Do not lie to him. Don't you lie to him. Shame on you for lying. Your nose is going to start growing, Brady.
Yeah.
No, I've had a lot going on the last few weeks. Matter of fact, my son just got moved into a new apartment yesterday
really?
At Holiday Island over by Eureka Springs, Arkansas, and I spent the night up there last night to help him kind of unpack. And so I've had a lot going on the last few weeks. So actually, the last few months, really longer than that. It's been
it sounds like it's been busy.
So.
Congratulations on the Super Bowl.
Yes, I know, yeah. And you know, I know you're a big Eagles fan, you know, and if Kansas City had not been in the Super Bowl, I would have been pulling for the Eagles because you know Travis Kelce's brother plays for the Eagles, so you know. But I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I really did. So.
Too sweet, Brady.
I mean,
too
I'll
sweet.
Bet you did. Yeah. It was a disappointing ending, but it's okay.
Well, we actually, one of our local movie theaters up in Bentonville, Arkansas, they actually showed the Super Bowl at their movie theater, and all you had to do was purchase a $10 food and gift card. You didn't have to purchase any extra ticket for your seat, and they came and took your food and drink order while you were watching the Super Bowl in those reclining leather chairs, you know, those movie theater seats. So it was pretty cool.
Gotcha.
So
that's cool.
Yeah,
I'll be flying
to Kansas City Thursday morning on my way to St. Joseph's, Missouri, and I will be wearing my Eagles jersey and my Eagles hat the whole way out.
God bless you. God bless you.
No, yeah,
you're doing the Lord's work. You're doing the Lord's work. Gotta
represent.
Yeah. Gotta represent. What's new, Granny? You ready for WrestleMania?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we got to go last year, and that was a lot of fun. You know, we only went to night two, you know, but... It was
That's
fun.
Right. I forgot that. That was Dallas, right?
My friend, he's going again with some friends this year, and I wish he wanted me to be able to come, but unfortunately, just things didn't work out. But he's already trying to talk me into coming to Philadelphia next year Granny, you got to come to WrestleMania 40. We got to get you up here for WrestleMania 40. So.
Years ago, we used to do, we called it the in-the-room conclave. And listeners would come to Philadelphia, and we would spend a couple days and all hang out, like everybody from the show. And I was thinking maybe next year, with WrestleMania being in Philly, it might be the perfect opportunity to see if any of the listeners would be interested in coming out for WrestleMania and maybe attending... as a group or something, you know? I think it'd be great.
It would be fun. So I
just
really enjoy it. I mean, I enjoy it. So, you know.
Yeah.
You wouldn't
hit me in the back with a chair.
No, I wouldn't, Brady. Shame on you for thinking that. Goodness gracious.
I was saying you wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't.
I said you wouldn't.
I don't do... No, I wouldn't do it. I I don't do things like that, Brady. Okay, I'm not a bad person. I don't do things like that. So.
I know.
See, that's what Sean Michael said right before he kicked Marty Jannetty through the window. I'm not going to do that.
I know.
And then
well,
he did.
I would not do that to Brady. I wouldn't hit anyone with a chair. I wouldn't hit anybody with a chair. Okay, I just.
Do you remember when Tatanka laid out Lex Luger? Tatanka swore that he wasn't going to turn on him.
Yeah, I remember that.
Turned out Tatanka just wanted money, Granny.
I don't know.
So everybody's got a price, Brady. Everybody's got a price.
I know. Everybody
Granny,
has a price. And,
Granny, what was
I'm
your
not
price?
That way.
I have a price.
I have a price, Brady, because I'm not that way. I'm a good person.
I'll do anything you guys want for $20.
I try to be a good person. I try to be a good
That's
person.
That's too sweet.
You know? I try to be a good person, you know? Well, I remember that one guy that used to be on the show with you. I think his name Ray, you know, the one that wanted to pay me $100 if I turned heel or whatever, you know. Do you remember that guy? Do you remember that guy? I mean, he was going to pay me $100.
You're
going to
spray paint a beard on her and everything. Yeah, he's going to spray paint a beard on you.
So, you know, I'm not, I don't know.
That was Ray.
That was Ray. He was ornery and mean, you know. But
well, he thought for $100 you would do that. I told him you started around $200.
That's not me. I mean, you know, like I like having fun at the wrestling shows. I like hollering at the bad guys because the wrestlers. They expect me to do that because they know me. They know what I'm gonna do, and. They expect me to holler at them, and you don't start that Wolfpack music, guys. I mean,
Wolfpack.
So I know one week I called into Stroh's show, and he was playing Jimmy Valiant's Voodoo Child, you know, and
yeah.
So,
I was too. I just had it too low.
I know. But, no, I mean,
Granny.
Everything's good. I just wanted to call in and just say hi to everybody, so.
It's great to talk to you again, Granny. I missed you. We don't talk nearly enough anymore.
And I'm sorry you lost your little dog not too long ago. That was sad.
Yeah.
So.
You know, I forgot to mention it earlier. Yeah, we're sad about it. It's been almost a month. Kelly and I adopted a new dog. We're
going to
meet her on Saturday.
We adopted a new dog about a month ago after we lost our sweet Maggie, you know, Christmas Eve morning.
Yeah,
we ended up adopting another dog, so.
The house is just too empty with that. Yeah, so we're going to, our dog is coming up from Alabama on Saturday. We already, set everything up, so we're excited. Her name is Layla. She's a sweetie pie.
What kind is she?
And she's a Chihuahua. I like Chihuahuas. So she's a Chihuahua dash hound. So a hot dog Chihuahua, basically.
Oh, she's a Chihuahua.
Something like that. I'm not up on the lingo.
A Chihuahua and a dachshund is considered a Chihuahua. Because I think that's
she's
what
in our
my
wolf
son's
pack.
Dog is a Chihuahua.
Okay.
He's got a little bit of
our old one was a Chihuahua Minton.
He's got that long nose like a dachshund does. So.
Yeah.
Our dog
is,
they said our dog was Mountain Cur and Border Collie mix. But I think she's got a little bit of pit bull in her because she's got the brindle color. But she's really pretty. And Selma's got a very sweet personality. She's got a very sweet personality.
Yeah. I love Pitbull the singer. I'm excited. I'm excited to meet her. I still miss the old dog very much.
We got our dog from the animal shelter. That's where we adopted our dog from.
Yeah,
so.
We did too. It's just when we applied for her, we didn't realize that she was located in Alabama. So we fell in love with her, and we meet her on Saturday. Same day as Super 8, so I might not meet her until Sunday.
Enjoy your new puppy, so.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, we're excited. Wow. Yeah.
But anyway, so I hope everybody has a great rest of the week, and you guys.
Yeah, you too.
Take care.
You too.
Be good and behave. I know, Brady, it's kind of being difficult for telling you to behave.
You know, I'm just having fun with you, Brady.
I know how ornery you can be, Brady.
Is that why you don't call in, because I tease you too much about turning heel?
No.
Because I'm just having fun. Okay.
Hey, you know what? I am, Brady.
It's okay if that's
so
what it is.
No. That's not why I don't call in. It's just, like I said, I've had a lot going on, and I just got back in home tonight, and it's been a long few months, and I've had a very, I mean, last night we
been
were
a very
up
long few
till
months.
11:30 unpacking boxes, and then we were both awake at 3:30 this morning unpacking some more stuff, so I've not had a lot of sleep today,
it's
been a long day.
Best of luck. Best of luck with your son. I mean, it sounds great that your son is off on his own. Good luck with that. I feel like it's been about 5 years since Thanksgiving. That's how long the last couple months have been, so.
Well,
it was great to talk to you.
Anyway, he's still going to be kind of independent, but he's going to be where he can be taken care of, too, if he needs the help. So I'm okay with that, so.
Okay. All right. Is he nearby?
About an hour away. He's over by Eureka Springs,
Arkansas. Oh, that's
far. No,
is he taking a cereal with him?
Yeah, he got to keep his dog.
Okay.
He got to keep his dog with him, so that was good. So.
Okay.
Yeah, an hour
is
not that far, really.
Is Mysterio neutered?
Yeah.
Okay, I want to make sure there's not a little Dominic running around.
I mean, there are some people that do have their own little dogs there that live there too, but no, Mysterio's taken care of. He can't make no babies, so.
Okay. Well, that's good to hear.
Matter of fact, one of the nurses that works there, it's her little dog. She's got one of those blue dapple dachshunds, and her name is Maddie. And she's kind of like the mascot there at the assisted living facility. But they haven't met each other yet. But I'm sure they will eventually get to see each other one of these days. And he likes other dogs. So he's okay with other dogs.
I gotcha. Let's go to Tura. We're running out of time. Howard, I feel like I hardly let you talk. You're probably still
so
tired of this, but...
No, man, it's all good.
Tora, you there?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, you're there. All right. You're there, I'm here. What are we going to do about that?
I know, right?
Did you go to Raw last night? Did you go to Raw
yes,
last
I
night?
Did.
They were in your
had
city.
A good time.
Did you? Okay. Okay, that's good. Pretty good show.
Yeah, it was a pretty good show, but all the concession stands don't accept cash.
Well, yeah, but that's everywhere now.
Yeah.
You know. You know
from
what the worst part about going to a WWE show?
Card.
Okay. You know what the worst part about going to a WWE show is, though? You can't fast forward when you get bored.
Uh-uh.
You know, it doesn't work.
Nope.
So. What was your favorite part of Raw?
When Cody had confronted Roman Reigns.
That was pretty good. Yeah, it was pretty good. If someone's watching TV, could you turn that down? Thank you.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch. I'm
not so
turning it down.
Or is that you?
Now.
You're watching TV. Tor is the culprit. Tor is watching TV. Tor, what could be on TV that's more important than listening to me? Rant and rave like a fool. Like a fool. Acting a fool.
I paid $30 for a cheeseburger, two cheeseburgers with fries, and two sodas.
Okay. Well, that's actually pretty cheap. It would have been like $70 here. Am I right, Howard?
Shit.
Yeah, at least. Minimal.
Yeah.
I was like, what the heck?
You couldn't get chicken fingers in a bottle of water for $30 here.
I'm black and yellow. And I love hot sauce.
Well, don't we all?
I use hot sauce on every... Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
No, it doesn't. I don't think you're black and yellow.
You
may like hot sauce.
I saw Sammy and Kevin Owens.
Yeah.
And then I saw Seth Rollins get knocked out.
Okay.
He saw me.
You saw all the same things that I did, but I didn't have to pay extra money. Yeah.
I had session 301 in row in 4 and 5.
Okay. Well, I'll look for you. I'm going to go back and watch it again.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty good show?
Oh, yeah. It was a pretty good show.
Good.
I saw Bronson Reed.
I saw Bronson.
I saw Benjamin Shelton.
Oh, Benjamin Shelton. Okay.
Yeah, that
one
was
of my
the
favorites.
Main event.
Yeah,
that's
his
that
real
was
name,
main event.
Benjamin
it was
Shelton.
6 o'clock. But it was very, very shocking what Oscar did to
his name is Ben Shelton.
Beyonce Rush.
That's his real name. Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm just having a good time.
I know you are.
Why can't I charge $30 for people to come listen to her?
You funny.
I don't know.
Very funny.
Okay. From the mouth of the bee.
Thanks for taking on, Brady.
Great to talk to you, Tora.
What's she drinking on?
What am I drinking? I'm drinking water. I'm not really
drinking water.
I'm drinking water. I'm drinking seltzer water.
That's water. That is so boring.
I'm on a diet, Tora.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to eat good until WrestleMania. Then I'm going to eat like I've never eaten in my life.
What are you
fasting? That's my tradition.
Are you doing Ramadan?
I eat like I'm like, I'll order like pizzas and stuff. Like I'll eat like I'm like 18 people. Like they think I'm having like a big party and it's just me.
It's just you, right?
Right, yeah, that's my WrestleMania.
You
every
were
year.
Only 18
I used to get together with my buddies and I missed the food more than them, so now I just do the food. Cut out the middleman.
There you go. More for you.
Now, I miss my buddies, but I do eat enough for everybody there. Tora.
Yes, Brady.
I love you, honey.
I love you too. I love you.
Take care. Love you. But wait, Howard, there's more.
But there's more.
Stro, but wait,
hey,
there's more.
Real quick,
yeah,
there's more.
Today is
one more.
It's one more. It's unrelated. Yeah. Unrelated okay. to wrestling. This is
one more
the 19th yep. anniversary of this event, and it was a local event to us. Being in South
what
Jersey,
anniversary
Philadelphia
is
area.
18th?
19th anniversary? 19 years ago this happened.
So, 2005.
Four.
2004. Benoit went, no, because it would be March.
Pretty big event. Pretty big event.
I have no idea.
They imploded Veterans Stadium.
You're right. And, you know, I should have known that. My best friend got married on the 20th, and he was in the plane lifting off to go to his honeymoon and had a view of it from the plane as they were taking off when it imploded, which I think is kind of the coolest way, but I'm sure. Yeah. I remember I got up early to watch it, wondering if I could feel it. We're about 20 miles from the stadium, and man, I felt it. The whole house shook. I love that place. So many childhood memories there. Yeah, as long as you didn't have to play baseball or football on it, I hear it was great.
Well, you know, from a fan's point of view, it was great.
Yes. Yeah. Wow, I can't believe that's gone that long already, but you're right. Yeah. How about that? How about that? Patty, how about that? Patty Cake. Patty in Tennessee, what's going on?
Maybe not.
That was easy. Oh, Howard, you ready? It's time.
Oh, we almost got out of here.
What's up, Rat Boy?
It's Mr. Mayor, back to you. What's up? How you doing?
How about Mr. Manic?
Mr. Manic, hey. Just two things I got to get off my chest, okay?
Two things. Okay.
Two things.
I'm holding you to that.
Okay,
I'm holding you to that. Two things. Three things.
One
thing
that...
Okay.
One thing that is that I just read something at the bingo. I was going through my Facebook.
Was it the book about the dog named Bingo?
No.
It's about the
musical guest for the WrestleMania. It's the Cinnamon Moses. It's the Cinnamon Moses. We're giving tribute to Rey Mysterio Jr.
Who is Cinnamon Moses?
Well, it's a cereal.
Is that really a thing?
Yeah,
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah, the crunch cereal.
What does that have to do with Rey Mysterio?
He's going to be on the box of it.
Oh, okay.
And you know, you can get that box at Walmart.
I never liked that cereal much.
I love that. I got a box too. Right now, we're all there. The Cinnamon Toasted Crunch. Oh, they're good as hell. You got to have. Now you got to go out there and buy a box of it. Because Rey Mysterio is going to be on it.
What's your second thing?
Because
I really don't care about Rey Mysterio. The second thing is that
I disagree with the whole thing. And you call
By the way, is somebody like beating the crap out of somebody in the background? I feel like I'm hearing like heads getting thrown against like trailers and like... Okay.
No, Andy Kaufman should not be in the Hall of Fame.
Well, he's not.
You know why?
Because he goes in 2 weeks. That's why he's not.
Right, he's not there yet.
Yeah, but
he's not in the Hall of Fame.
He never wrestled for WWE or WWF because Vince McMahon says, I'm not mixing my show with my wrestlers with the show business. Kicked him out, booed him out, and all of a sudden he's in it already?
Well, he never wrestled for WWE.
Yeah, but did he wrestle for WCW?
Yes, he did.
Okay. Andy Kaufman
got me there.
Andy Kaufman wrestled.
Wow.
And he calls me wrestler in
Memphis.
He did
get me there. Yeah. He did.
And he calls me wrestler in Memphis, outside of WWE territory.
Well.
And WWE.
You know, WWE, I believe WWE owns that Memphis footage. So it is technically
a
football
under the
umbrella.
Yeah.
They have for a while, I think. So it's the same as if they inducted someone from, like, the original ECW. It's not, it's they own it. It's part of it. When you buy everybody, you have to honor all those different histories. Honestly, they don't do a good job of it. I think the Andy Kaufman one is huge, Rapley. I can't believe you're not on board with that.
Yeah, I'm on board with that. And I'm not big on celebrities going in, but I agree with that one.
Yeah, because what is that? Come on. They got a whole bunch of other wrestlers got to be in it. What'd they do? They're going to put every name in a hat and pick one out every time? Oh, this one's going in the whole
well,
thing.
I think they're That's doing it they're right doing. This year. I think the formula that they're following, I like it. You get a main eventer. You do a tag team, although they didn't announce a tag team. You do an international guy. You do a woman. You do a referee and a celebrity. That's what I would do every year. It should be like a class of like five or six. Or maybe not just a referee. Maybe like a commentator, announcer, or referee. Sure. Something like that.
Right, yeah.
What they should have done was nominate Bill Ackner first. Then let Bill Ackner take care of Andy Kaufman because that was his best friend.
And I think Bill Ackner will go in at some point, but I, you know, they don't necessarily go in order.
Yeah, but they should have put China in there, though. Are they going with the next year to put China in?
I don't think China's going to go in. I don't think, as long as it's a publicly traded company, I don't think China's going to go in. Maybe I'm wrong.
You know what?
Maybe they could slip her in at some point.
I'm going to do something when I'm down in Florida. I'm going to go to the performance center. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to come in and
fight the guy that was throwing poop.
I'm going to say, Triple H, put me in a Hall of Fame next year. Because I was actually in the ring with a whole bunch of Hall of Famers back in 2011.
Howard, do you know them
all? Half of them are dead now.
Like, if I ask Ratboy to do something and he does it, am I like legally liable because I asked him on the air?
That's a good question. I don't know. I'm not up on law, and I think I should be because I watched a lot of that Alan Bernal trial, so I think I should be up on my law.
Yeah. I feel like...
What do you want me to do?
Like, I was going to ask you to have some fun. I don't want to ask you because I'm afraid you'll do it, and then I'll get sued. So that's
no,
okay.
No, you're not.
Just
I
imagine
you could ask anybody to do anything.
Yeah. That's true.
Oh, you want me?
But talking to him is like a child.
Put it this way.
Am I right, Rat Boy?
If I say
like
I'm going to do it, I do it. Okay?
That's why I'm nervous to ask you.
Because I would do it, and I would do it, but I would do it so people could laugh at it.
Anything else,
okay.
Rat Boy? You got anything else?
Oh, yeah.
No more things.
One more teeny-weeny little thing, okay?
Okay, that's one.
It's about this weekend. It's about this weekend.
Yeah.
The Super 8
Oh, I got
is
a question
coming.
For you when you're done. Yeah.
The Super 8 is coming this weekend. Right?
Right.
I want to go to Mr. Ooh-la-la. Tell him I count him and do a match. Rap Boy gets ooh-la-la.
Take a train to Morganville and I'll pick you up.
And if ooh-la-la wins, I will leave the ECWA alone. If I win...
Have you ever been there?
If I win, I could be a manager of the wrestler of my chosen. For one night.
Okay.
Okay? That's all I'm
okay.
asking. Now, what's your question?
Just because you ask it doesn't mean they have to do it. What's your problem with Icons of the Ring? Kathy said you were beefing on them.
Oh. What do you want me to tell you? I showed up there early in the morning.
That's what I'm asking.
They
turn you away?
What's his name? Timothy wasn't there yet? Somebody come up to me, you're rapping? I said, yeah. He said, well, you're not allowed in. I said, well, what for?
Why?
I didn't do nothing wrong.
The smell test. Right.
Well, I didn't do nothing wrong.
Was it the smell test?
I kind of rush on. Huh?
What's the problem? Why couldn't they let you in? Oh, you didn't have money.
I have money anymore. Oh, I think I was the first one there. I was there about 7 o'clock in the morning. I was going to buy a ticket and all. They said, no, get out of here. You're banned from this place. I didn't do that wrong.
Why you banned?
I'm not sure because that butthead, Timothy, whatever his name is, that does it.
Rob Feinstein?
No, Timothy. Timothy Armour,
oh,
something like
that. Oh, is it the guy that owns the arena? The guy that owns the arena?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he's not banned.
You must have done something.
No, I asked him if I could show up. I want to buy a ticket and all, right? And all of a sudden, the next day, he blocked me from Facebook and all. I didn't do nothing wrong with the guy.
Like
I was saying I was going to buy my ticket. He said, you're not getting in for free. I said, I'm going to buy my ticket.
There's more to it than that. There's got to be.
No, he don't like me. He don't like me.
Oh, okay.
He
well,
don't like
I'm
me
sorry.
At all.
Because I haven't gone in years.
Back in the day with PWI, you know, me and him had our beef. Okay?
You had a feud.
We had beef. Yeah.
You have heat with him?
Yeah.
You have heat with him? Okay. I got
what
you.
What is that? He can't see because what it is that he saw a picture of me and plus he said, oh, I heard that you were with the Super Guy Snicker Bash, you know. I said, yeah. He said, well, guess what? Get the hell out of here. That's
okay.
What he told me. This was at a convention.
Okay.
He said, don't even show up in Philadelphia because I will have you locked up.
I didn't mean to open up a can of worms.
I thought you were telling me all this shit. Huh?
Yeah. All right, bro.
I'm glad to be invited.
Well,
you
know,
he's going to buy my ticket and all.
You're always welcome anywhere that I go, as long as I'm not at the.
As long as he's welcome there, he's welcome there.
As long as you're welcome there, you're always welcome where I go.
Like
as long as you pass
the
smell test, brother.
Like the ECWA. If you're there,
yep.
I'll be there, but I will be on your side.
Well,
to be an announcer for the night.
Well, just bring money for a ticket, just in case.
I think about it because I'll be kind of busy this week.
John Finnegan selling his ECW original training card.
I got cleaning to do. I got to make money for Florida. You know, I'm going down there for spring break. You know how it is.
John Finnegan selling his ECW trading card.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, man, for how much?
I don't know.
I got to ask him. How
you
much
probably
got to
talk to him.
I got him on Facebook.
All right. Get the hell out of here.
You're banned
from here. Get out of here.
I said, how much is that picture? So go dark at it every night.
Why don't you hang up the phone and go message him? Go message him now.
I will, and you guys, y'all have a good week, and happy spring is here. You know, please don't drink and drive, and y'all have a sweet old time. Goodbye, everybody, and I'm out of here.
Love you, Rat Boy. I'm going to name my dog Rat Boy.
I love
I'll
you, too.
Don't do that to the dog.
I wouldn't. Oh, boy. All right. Well, I think we're good here. Howard, thank you for joining us as always. It's always
my
pleasure. Are you going on Saturday? I forgot to ask you.
Yeah. No, I'll actually be up there a little early.
Sweet. Okay. Okay. Awesome. I don't know when I'm getting there because I got to pick up the puppy, but I'm going to be there. So I will see you as soon as I can.
Yeah, I'll probably be there. I think just at around 2:30, somewhere around that time frame.
Okay. I should be there any time between 3 and like probably 4. I'm guessing, but we'll see. So sweet, too sweet, too sweet,
too sweet.
Stro, what do you got? Stro, what do you got going on this week, man?
Stro probably left.
Oh, I'm here.
I'm here.
WCW
Thursday night, 19 talking Family Feud. So feel free to call. It should be a good time. And thanks a lot. This show was great tonight. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. If you guys missed the Super 8 preview, be sure to check out the beginning of the show. It'll be up in the archives in a little bit, so be sure to check it out. ECWA Super 8, March 25th, this Saturday, in Marlboro, New Jersey. The Jersey Dugout, that's 712 Genesee Drive, ECWA Super 8. Tickets and information, ECWAWrestling.com. That's going to do it for this week. Thank you to all the callers. Thank you to the best crew I could ever ask for. Oh, I forgot. Okay, I have to reach out to him this week. But Kathy lined up an incredible guest, and I'm really excited about it, but I can't announce it yet. So stay tuned to the VOC Nation social media. Stay tuned to this program over the next couple weeks. It's going to be a doozy, I promise. I'm really excited about it. You guys will be as well. So that's going to do it. Everybody take care. Be good to each other. Love you all very much. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Let's be for me.